Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for Pine Knob's 50th anniversary. I'm Gary Graff, and throughout the season, we're celebrating by taking a look at Pine Knob's present, and especially its past, revisiting some of the most important events in the theater's history, and talking with some of the folks who made it. After 50 years and more than 3,100 events, there's more than we'll be able to jam into these episodes, but hey, that's why there's a next season. In this episode, we go back to the beginning, June 25th, 1972. Nobody in the Detroit metro area quite knew what Pine Knob was, but a good deal more knew about David Cassidy, star of TV's The Partridge Family and a hit-making solo artist in his own right. He was booked to be the first show in the new amphitheater opened by the Nederlander organization up in Independence Township, bringing summer sounds to the land next to the popular ski hill from which the venue took its Pine Knob name. Tickets for the matinee show were priced at $7.50, and the place, then with a capacity of 12,500, was rocking by the time David hit the stage, late, we might add. Frank Pettis was a fledgling music photographer in Detroit at the time, and was invited by a friend to attend the show that night. A couple of his photographs from the show, in fact, are part of the Pine Knob 50th Anniversary Photo Exhibit by the East Entrance and at 313presents.com.
I had a friend named Leo Persani, who lived in Dearborn, and he worked at a place called Al Green's, which is a bar in the Fisher Building. Joey Netherlander was a regular customer, and his family owned the Fisher Theater, and then they had just recently bought the Pine Knob. So when Joey came in, Leo asked him, could he have a couple passes for the first show at Pine Knob, which was going to be with David Cassidy. He said, yeah, that they would be at the box office. So Leo called me and said, hey, we're going to Pine Knob. Here I am living in Detroit. I didn't know where the hell Pine Knob was. He picked me up, went to Pine Knob, and went to the box office, and there were two tickets. And it turned out the tickets were like backstage passes. So basically, picked up the passes and wound up on the back of the stage. That's where I took pictures of David Cassidy, the first show. I was there, witnesses, all the young girls that tried to run on stage and hug David Cassidy, and all the young girls all over screaming and hollering for their hero, David Cassidy.
Among them was Karen Schuessler, who attended the show as a 15th birthday present from her older sister, future music photographer Sue Plummer, and their mother.
My 15th birthday coming up, and Pine Knob was going to open. My sister, Sue, went out and got tickets for the David Cassidy concert because I was madly in love with David Cassidy at the time. I was still 14. I had his picture plastered all over my bedroom wall. Watched the Partridge Family, of course. My friends and I were all big fans. So naturally, I was really excited to go to the concert, you know, get the tickets for my birthday. And it was like, Pine Knob, okay, what's that? You know, nobody knew what that even was, an outdoor theater. And as a kid, it really didn't dawn on me. But as the years went on, more concerts we went to, it was really a cool place. And we never experienced anything like that, an outdoor theater, before. We saw the circus downtown at Olympia Stadium. I mean, that was indoors. So David Cassidy show came along. We had pretty good seats. We're third row on the right side. He was late. I don't know what delayed him, but he was late. The audience was almost all girls and some moms. The girls screamed through the whole thing every time he made a move or anything. It was just kind of like the Beatles, you know, when you see those clips on TV.
Karen and her family had third row seats on the right side, which was enough to convince older sister Sue, who was more of a rock and roll fan, that,
hey, this is kind of nice. It's going to be fun. Well, we waited and we waited and we waited a couple hours, and David Cassidy didn't show up for quite a long time. He was late. Meantime, the crowd of all these frenzied young fans, they were getting antsy, they were getting loud and whatever. So he finally came out on stage, and he played a really nice show. Everybody was happy to see him. That was that.
In addition to Frank's photos, Karen's ticket stub from the David Cassidy concert is included in the Pine Knob 50th Anniversary Photo Exhibit, which he kept well preserved over all these years.
Way back then, I had a bedroom set with a desk in it. So all my pictures went in a desk. Desk was now in my basement. I went down there and pulled out the pictures to see if I had anything good of David Cassidy, which really wasn't. It was a pocket camera that we used back then. There was the ticket, and it looked brand just like it did 50 years ago, of all things, 50 years ago. That's crazy. It's right there. That was really cool to find that.
A nice kicker to this story came a few years later when Sue Plummer encountered David Cassidy yet again in Royal Oak.
I happened to be working with KISS doing some promotional work, and we were at a restaurant. I looked upstairs and I saw David Cassidy was up there, of all things, working with VH1, I think, or Nick at Night or whatever it was. I went up, excuse myself, and I said hello. And they were waiting for their food and all this, just hanging out. And so we were talking and I says, "Hey, I got a bone to pick with you." And he says, "Oh, what's that?" I go, "Well, you played Pine Knob for their opening show." And he goes, "Yeah, and I was late." He beat me to the punch. He knew, he remembered. He's like, "Oh my gosh." Well, I never got a reason why he was late. I pushed him, but he didn't tell me, so I don't know. But that was pretty cool. But the end of that story is that I took David Cassidy and Paul Stanley outside to take a photo in front of the Partridge Family bus, of all things. And Rolling Stone used the shot, but it was a fun day. That was pretty cool.
Our thanks to Frank Pettis, Karen Schuessler, and Sue Plummer for sharing their memories about the David Cassidy concert that opened Pine Knob Music Theater 50 years ago. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. You can catch other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey.com and via 313presents.com. For more information about Pine Knob's 50th anniversary season, brought to us by United Wholesale Mortgage, Trinity Health, and Ally, and all of 313 Presents events, visit 313presents.com. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.